Today's subject will be documentary movies. What a documentary is? There are actually three types of movies: documentary, fiction, and animated movies. You have already learned a lot about animated movies from my previous podcasts. If you want to know the most popular and interesting techniques of animation, search for the episodes about animated film studio in Bielsko-Biała and about Piotr Dumała. Fiction film is the most common type. You watch it in the cinema or on TV or on your computer. It is staged with actors, with the special scenography. It includes costumes, decorations, music, and of course a screenplay. Documentary movie is a piece of reality, real life recorded with the use of camera. Directors should not intervene in reality. They are supposed to show the real events or rely on the witnesses' accounts and authentic data, like photos and videos. Documentarians should not plan or direct the events. If you will listen to my podcast about Kazimierz Karabasz, you will learn that in his most well-known movie, he did not call himself a director, whose function is somehow to intervene in the reality. In practice, some elements and actions are reconstructed and interviews are conducted in order to stimulate the reality and reveal the whole truth about particular people or their behaviors. Documentary movie in Poland has been an important form of art since the time of World War II. I call it art because the functions of documentary movie are not only education and propaganda, I mean in Poland, as it was in some countries. It is worth mentioning that up to the 80s, documentary movies were displayed in the cinemas before main movies, just like advertisements are now. The most important place connected with documentary movies in Poland is Warsaw Documentary and Fiction Film Studio, which up to 1989 had a shorter name of Warsaw Documentary Film Studio. The studio was established in 1949. At the beginning, it was only engaged in making documentaries, as well as Polish Film Chronicle. In the mid-50s, the studio started producing movies for Polish television and TV spots. And why actually are documentaries movies made? There are three most common functions. The informative function, according to which the aim of the movie is to educate and help develop some knowledge. It is quite often connected to propaganda purposes. Another one is the observational function. Here, observation is understood as impartial record of the reality. I told you about this function at the beginning of this podcast. You can learn more about it in the podcast regarding the musicians by Kazimierz Karabasz. The last function is the aesthetic one. It could be regarded as a part of artistic cinema, as it highlights the poetic aspect of reality. Such movies focus on the rhythm, movement, composition of the shots, and formal strategies. Those elements are rarely used in different types of documentary movies, as any film language manipulation distorts the reality. I should also introduce to you the most remarkable Polish documentaries. They are Marcel Łoziński and his son Paweł Łoziński, Kazimierz Karabasz, Krzysztof Kieślowski, Andrzej Fidyk, Maciej Drygas, Grzegorz Królikiewicz, Wojciech Wiszniewski, Jacek Bławut, Marcin Koszałka and many, many others. I hope it's the basic knowledge about documentaries you should actually have before watching one. I hope you will love documentaries more after this short introduction. Have fun, have a nice screening, and see you next time.